Those large electronic message signs illuminated with LEDs display useful information in all corners of the state. David Pabst is director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety. He says those dynamic message signs have many uses.
Whether it's an Amber Alert or to let you know about construction or, you know, delays that you might encounter on your normal trip. But we're also including safety messages, depending on the season and whatnot. But certainly, we try to let people know that people are still getting killed on the road.
With just a few days remaining in the year, Wisconsin could finish 2014 with fewer than 500 traffic fatalities. That hasn't happened in decades, and it would be the lowest number of traffic deaths since 1943. While it's still too many, Pabst says not too long ago, that number was twice as high.
In the 90s and in the 70s, we were over 1,000 deaths in a year. And now we're getting to the point where we're at half that. And so it's really a significant move, and we just got to keep that trend so that by, you know, within our lifetimes, we can see zero.
The lowest number of road fatalities on record, 417, was during World War II. Speed limits were lower, men were overseas, and there was a tire shortage and gas rationing. Despite a lot more people on the roads nowadays, Pabst says motorists are getting smarter. Cars and highways are safer. Also, he says deaths and injuries can be avoided when drivers buckle up, slow down, and drive sober. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.